You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Delay is not a denial. When you think about life, how often do we find ourselves waiting for a breakthrough or a change? My friends, waiting can indeed be challenging, especially when our desires and prayers seem to go unanswered for an extended period. We've all been there. But today, I want to encourage you with this encouraging message. Your delay is not a denial. Trust in God's timing for your life. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Just as a farmer patiently waits for the autumn and spring rains, so must we patiently wait for God's perfect timing. Let us understand that in our waiting, there is purpose and growth. Think of a musician tuning their instrument before a performance. They adjust each string, not hurrying, ensuring that every note will be in perfect harmony. This careful preparation doesn't delay the music. It enhances it, ensuring its beauty and impact. Similarly, God tunes the intricate details of our lives to prepare us for the blessings He has in store. My friends, Psalm 130 verses 5 to 6 tells us, "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning." Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. In these verses, we see the psalmist's deep trust in God, a trust that we too must embrace as we await God's perfect timing. So let's hold on to hope. Let's strengthen our faith, and let's continue to serve God fervently as we wait for His promises to unfold. Now, let us explore trusting in God's timing. My friends, to trust in God's timing requires faith and patience, two virtues that are not easily cultivated, but are richly rewarded. Let us consider what it truly means to trust in God, even when the outcomes aren't visible on the horizon. Furthermore, consider the life of Joseph, who endured years of hardship, false accusations, and imprisonment. Yet, he never lost faith in God's plan for his life. Eventually, Joseph's steadfast faith was rewarded when he rose to become the second most powerful man in Egypt, saving many from famine. His story, as recounted in Genesis 41 verses 37 to 57, highlights that God's timing not only is perfect, but is also far-reaching in its impact. For this reason, we should view our periods of waiting as opportunities to deepen our relationship with God, learning to rely more heavily on His promises when we find ourselves growing impatient. Let's remember the words of Isaiah 40 verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So when you think about it, God's delays are not God's denials. His timing prepares us, molds us, and positions us so that when the time comes, we are ready to step into the roles He has planned for us. Take Abraham and Sarah, for example, who waited decades for their promised child. Despite their advanced age, they witnessed God's promise fulfilled and became the ancestors of nations, as told in Genesis 21, verses 1 to 3. Let us also consider how our trust in God during these waiting times can serve as a powerful testimony to those around us. Our faith and patience can inspire others who are watching us, showing them how we navigate our trials with grace and confidence in God's promises. Furthermore, let's reflect on the words of Lamentations 3, verses 25 to 26, where the Bible says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Here, we find that waiting on God is not passive, but an active, hopeful, and diligent pursuit of God's presence in our lives. Therefore, I encourage you, my dear friends, to embrace the waiting periods as times of spiritual fortification and growth. Let's use these times to delve deeper into God's Word, strengthen our prayer life, and
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world. Again, get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Serve our communities with the love of Christ. Now, consider the peace that comes from surrendering our timeline to God. When we release our control and trust in His, we open ourselves to experiencing peace that surpasses all understanding, as described in Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7. This peace guards our hearts and minds, steadying us through the uncertainty of waiting. So when you think about your own life, recognize that every season of delay is an invitation to trust God fully. It's an opportunity to showcase our faith as genuine and our God as faithful and true. My friends, let us approach our waiting with a heart of gratitude. Thankfulness changes our perspective, turning our focus from what we lack to the abundant blessings we already have in Christ. This attitude of gratitude is highlighted in 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 16 to 18, which instructs us to rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, and in everything, give thanks. Let us understand that God's timing often serves as a protection for us. There are many unseen factors at play in our lives, and God, in His wisdom, orchestrates the timing of events in such a way that maximizes our growth and His glory. Now, let's explore the invaluable lessons we can learn while we wait. Waiting is not just about the passing of time. It's about what we do with that time and how we grow in the process. My friends, it's important to recognize that waiting periods are often divinely appointed times of preparation. God uses these times to shape our character, refine our spirits, and teach us reliance on His sovereignty. Just as silver is purified through fire, so too are our faith and character tested and strengthened in the wait. So when you think about the story of Moses and the Israelites in the wilderness, it is a vivid illustration of learning in the wait. The journey to the Promised Land was filled with challenges that taught the Israelites' dependence on God for their daily needs. Exodus 16, verses 4 to 5, shows us how God provided manna from heaven, teaching them to trust in His daily provision. The scripture reads, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily.'" Furthermore, waiting is a prime time for cultivating the fruits of the Spirit, which include love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as listed in Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23. Whether we recognize it or not, these qualities are often developed under the pressures and trials that come during times of delay. Now, consider how waiting can deepen our prayer life. It drives us to communicate more earnestly and frequently with God, laying our desires and anxieties at His feet. The Psalms are filled with examples of this, such as Psalm 5, verse 3, where David speaks of laying his requests before God and waiting expectantly. He said, "My voice, you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." My friends, waiting also enhances our understanding of God's Word. It compels us to seek guidance and wisdom from the Scriptures, which illuminate our path and provide comfort during uncertain times. Psalm 119, verse 105 declares, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path." So when you think about the silent moments of waiting, they are rarely ever silent. They are filled with the whispers of God's love and guidance, if only we tune our hearts to listen. In these moments, we can hear God more clearly and discern His will more accurately. Now, let us consider the transformative power of introspection during our waiting periods. This is a time to look inward, evaluate our motives, desires, and spiritual health. Lamentations 3, verses 40 to 41, encourages us to examine ourselves and turn back to the Lord, lifting our hearts and hands to God in heaven. Furthermore, waiting teaches us the virtue of perseverance. James 1, verses 3 to 4 tell us that the testing of our faith produces perseverance, which must finish its work, so that we may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. This maturation doesn't happen overnight, but through the steady, often slow progress of waiting. Therefore, it is crucial to engage in active waiting. This involves continuing to serve, work, and worship while we wait. Rather than putting our lives on hold, acts of service can shift our focus from our own needs to the needs of others, enriching our spiritual lives and broadening our impact. Now, let us not forget that waiting can be a time of joyful anticipation. It is similar to preparing for a great celebration. The preparations may be extensive and tiring, but the joy of the impending festivity fills us with hope and excitement. Romans 12, verse 12, advises us to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. So, as it relates to our growth in God, each delay is an opportunity to build a deeper, more resilient faith. Each moment spent in God's waiting room is a moment spent with God Himself, learning to see our circumstances through His eyes. For this reason, I encourage you, my dear friends, to cherish these lessons learned while waiting. Let them mold you, strengthen you, and prepare you for what lies ahead. Remember, God is never idle. He's always at work in your life, even when it seems like nothing is happening. Let us understand that the lessons we learn in waiting are not just for our benefit, but are often meant to equip us to bless others. Our testimony of patience and endurance can inspire and comfort those around us who are also waiting on God's timing. Now, let us celebrate the joy that comes when God's promises are fulfilled. After periods of waiting and uncertainty, the realization of God's promises brings profound joy and renewal to our spirits. Furthermore, think of the moment when the Israelites finally set foot in the promised land, a fulfillment of God's promise made generations earlier. This significant event, described in Joshua 3, verses 14 to 17, was not just a physical crossing into a new territory, but a spiritual renewal of faith and trust in God's unwavering promises. For this reason, it's important to recognize that the fulfillment of God's promises often comes at a time that maximizes the impact of the blessing. God's timing ensures that not only are we prepared to receive the blessing, but that His glory can be fully displayed through our lives. Ephesians 3, verse 20, reminds us that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. So, when you think about the joy of God's fulfillment, consider how it serves as a powerful testimony to His faithfulness and love. When others see the joy and transformation in our lives, it bears witness to the reality of God's presence and power. Now, let us also understand that the joy of fulfillment renews our strength and passion for God. It invigorates our faith and propels us into new opportunities for service and worship. Nehemiah 8, verse 10 emphasizes this by declaring, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." This joy not only uplifts us, but also empowers us to face future challenges with confidence. Furthermore, the fulfillment of God's promises often leads to a ripple effect of blessing. It extends beyond our personal lives, impacting our families, communities, and even generations to come. The story of Abraham's covenant with God, as detailed in Genesis 22 verses 15 to 18, illustrates how one man's faithfulness led to blessings that multiplied across nations and ages. My friends, we should always remain vigilant and attentive to God's work in our lives, even after we have received His blessings. Maintaining an attitude of gratitude and continual dependence on God ensures that we stay aligned with His will and ready for further growth and service. Now, as we continue our exploration, let's delve into the importance of embracing the process during our times of waiting. This stage is crucial, for it is here that we often find the most profound growth and self-discovery. Let us recognize that the journey, though filled with challenges, is rich with opportunities for spiritual and personal development. Every moment of delay is interwoven with potential lessons that God wants us to learn. It teaches us not just to wait, but to wait well, with purpose, faith, and active engagement in the present. So when you think about it, embracing the process means trusting that God is working behind the scenes, even when we can't see the immediate results. It's about understanding that our timelines are perfectly aligned with God's greater plan, which is often beyond our comprehension. Now, reflect on the life of David. Before becoming king, David went through many years of hardship and peril. These experiences, however, were not mere obstacles. They were integral to shaping him into a leader after God's own heart. His psalms, such as Psalm 27, verse 14, encourage us to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Furthermore, embracing the process involves finding joy and gratitude in the midst of waiting. This isn't always easy, but it's possible when we shift our focus from what we lack to the blessings we currently have and to the promises God has made. This shift in perspective can transform our spiritual journey from one of impatience to one of peaceful expectation. Therefore, we must cultivate a mindset that appreciates the smaller victories and milestones along the way. Celebrating these can sustain our spirits and motivate us to continue forward, even when the end goal seems distant. Now, let us also understand that embracing the process means remaining open to the lessons God is teaching us through our trials. James 1, verses 2 to 4, advises us to consider it pure joy. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. So when you think about how we grow during these times, it's clear that the process is not just about waiting for something to happen. It's about what happens within us while we wait. God uses these periods to refine our character, teaching us to rely more deeply on Him and less on our own understanding. Let's commit to active spiritual growth during our waiting periods. Engage more deeply in prayer, immerse yourself in Scripture, and listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit. These practices will enrich your faith and prepare you for the blessings that God has in store. So, my friends, remember that delay is not denial. Remember that God's timing is perfect. Never early, never late, but always precisely when it needs to be. Our walk of faith is not just about reaching the destination, but about growing and finding strength during the journey. Embrace each season of waiting as a divine appointment, where every moment is ripe with potential for deepening your faith and expanding your spirit. Let's step forward with renewed courage and joyful anticipation, trusting that what God has in store for us is worth every second of the wait. So hold on to hope. Keep steadfast in your faith, and watch with expectant hearts. The Lord's promises are true, and His plans for us are surely unfolding in the most perfect and beautiful way. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you with a heart full of praise, acknowledging your sovereignty and majesty. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all things, the giver of life, and the architect of time itself. Lord, you orchestrate the seasons of our lives with perfect wisdom and timing, and you are worthy of all honor and glory. Thank you, Father, for your unfailing love and the blessings you pour into my life each day. I am grateful for your protection, provision, and patience. Merciful Lord, I ask for your forgiveness for the times I have faltered and failed to trust in your perfect plan. Forgive my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. As I receive your forgiveness, help me to also forgive others who have wronged me. Create in me a pure heart and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, in this journey of life, where delays sometimes feel like denials, I ask for the strength to trust in your divine timing. Remind me that every season of waiting is an opportunity to grow closer to you and to fortify my faith. Lord, I rebuke every spirit of doubt or discouragement that seeks to derail me from your path. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every attack of the enemy that try to cloud my vision of your promises. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I declare healing over my body, mind, and spirit. Let your Holy Spirit renew me, bringing restoration where there has been harm, and peace where there has been turmoil. Lord, protect me from all forms of attacks, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. I ask for your hand of blessing to be upon me and my loved ones. Let your favor cover us like a shield, and may your joy be our strength. Grant us the courage to face each day with hope, knowing that you are with us. Lord, let the same blessings that I seek for myself be extended to my loved ones surrounding us in your grace and mercy. As I say this prayer together with everyone listening, Father, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking you to work mightily in our lives. Let us experience the fullness of your love and the power of your deliverance. Together, we claim victory over every adversity we may face. We declare that your timing is perfect and that you are making all things work together for our good. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and let us walk in your blessings and abundance. Lord, protect us, guide us, and lead us in every step we take. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth, and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.